What is most important for scientific policy advice to be successful in Malaysia?
I think one of the defining character between science and the policymakers is trying to get the message through in a clear, simple, understandable way. So it's really about communication of scientific messages, scientific facts, to the politician or the policymaker. And that is the challenge.
What learning from Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change did you value specifically while setting up the Intergovernmental Platform on Biodiversity and Ecosystem Service?
Well, I chair the subsidiary body on science, technology, and technological advice of the Convention on Biological Diversity. This body is supposed to be the science advice for the Conference of Parties of the CBD. But the problem is, more often than not, this subsidiary body gravitate into a mini Conference of Parties. So the link or the differentiation between science and policy more often than not tend to be conflicted, you know, tend to be a bit confused. So that is the reason why through the years we have come to the conclusion that we need a body, a scientific body that can link with the policymakers. And a very good example is the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC.
What role do you see for the Scientific Advisory Board?
Well, the establishment of the UN Secretary General's Scientific Advisory Board, for me, coming from the scientific community, is something that we welcome very much. For a long time, the scientists almost feel left out from the discussion, from the debate on science governance, on issues like biodiversity, in a sense, climate change, and other areas. For a long time, it is the domain of negotiators and diplomats deliberating on this issue. So the formation of the Scientific Advisory Board of the Secretary General is really a response to this call, to this plea from the scientific community to be heard. So this is a golden chance for the scientific community now to link their needs, their aspiration, and to articulate that through the Secretary General, and how scientific knowledge can strengthen best policies and programs in the pursuit of sustainable development for our global community.